figures, not fingers, everyone. Coming up on TMS, nice timing, Tooth.
Abe Vigoda got snubbed.
Lopez no like Batman tattoo.
Butt implants are in.
Happy goggles are also in.
Fitness geek.
Jury duty and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
Did you ever realize how many motions it takes to drive a car with a conventional transmission? Watch closely. She's ready to start on her drive. With one hand, she steers. The other manipulates the gear shifter.
You're making a straw man.
I'm gonna pop some tags. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm hunting. Looking for a come up. This is The Morning Stream.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to TMS. This is The Morning Stream for Tuesday, the 1st of March.
Yes.
Holy shite, dude.
Oh, thank goodness that our long national nightmare of February is over.
Yeah, I don't have to say that word anymore. That horrible name of a month. At least they made it short sometimes, so I don't have to say it more than 28 days sometimes, except right. This year, 29. We hope everyone enjoyed their birthday on the 29th, because you're not going to get another one for a while.
4 years.
Yeah.
By my count.
How does that work? Did people just celebrate on the 28th or something? Do they just... okay.
Yeah, they typically either celebrate the 28th or the 1st.
Okay.
The 1st technically would be the completion of a year.
Yeah. They really are beholden to society's norms, aren't they?
You really are.
Yeah, if you're born on the 29th of February, that's just your deal. You're stuck with it. You have to live with it. Forget about it.
Makes you special, though. You can say, I'm a leap year baby, and people are like, oh, cool, and they never forget your birthday.
Yeah, that's true, I guess.
They only have to remember it once every 4 years.
Makes you special. In the case of my friend Jeff, a little more special, if you know what I mean. hello, everyone. Welcome to TMS. It is time for the Tuesday edition of the show. Oh, I just got a text from my wife. Let's see what's going on with that.
Okay.
Big news from the wife. She says...
she's in line for at the Apple store for you, still waiting for your 6 Plus S SE.
Let's see. So it's about this thing I'm about to tell you about. It's about my tooth. They should have one ready. How about tomorrow? Okay, so here's the deal. You ready for this? This is an ugly story.
This is late breaking. You haven't even told the first part of the story yet.
No, we've got my wife. Has chimed in on it already, and I haven't even had a chance to tell it. So yesterday evening at about 8:30 at night, I get a hankering for some toast. Brian, you know, I'm just thinking some toast will be what I need.
Sure.
Don't eat a big thing of ice cream. I'm not your late night snacker type. I just need a little something. Just a little something there, a little butter, a little jelly maybe, a little jam business. Just nice piece of golden brown toasted up, you know, toast. All right? So I go in the kitchen, and I'm looking around, and no one's in there. The kids are watching Seinfeld with Kim, okay? Because that's the thing we do now before the kids go to bed for school the next day.
Sure.
So they're in there watching. I can hear, bow, 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 bow. Okay, I'm hearing all that.
They're watching, right? Sure.
And I'm in the kitchen, and I put a piece of toast in. Shunk! I put it down the thing. And it's in there doing its business, and I'm taking my time. I get the butter out of the fridge, and I get a little thing of raspberry jelly Kim just bought over there at the Trader Joe's. That's real good, so I think I'll take that, and I put that out there, and I'm all set up, Brian. I got a knife and everything. I'm all ready to go. And then, fling, up goes the bread. Take out the bread. None of this is important, but I just like telling this story.
Yeah, I like it's flavor.
Yeah, it's a little bit of flavor. So I spread butter on that toast there. It melts real good and real nice. It's looking real good. It's a piece of sourdough bread that we also got from Trader Joe's. Mm-hmm. And then I just slather it with this really good jelly jam thing, and I'm ready to go. And I think, all right, I'm going to eat this. And I chow it down and get a little glass of water there to kind of wash things down. It's all going great. And then at the end there, I got like a little tiny piece left, like a little bum piece of the bread left, you know, of the toast. And I'm thinking to myself, I could toss this to the dog who's right here begging me, right? I could just be a friendly owner and say, here, dog, thanks for being a dog. Here's a piece of bread, right? Instead, I decide to go ahead and just eat that final piece.
Okay.
I think, you know, I'm human. I made this for me. I think I deserve it. So I'm going to eat this. I go to eat it. And again, it's not hard bread. There's nothing about the bread that's stiff or hard. It's just lightly toasted, nice, soft bread.
Uh-huh.
I put it in my mouth and feel the sensation of a... okay?
Oh, God. Okay.
I don't know what that is. I don't feel any pain. I don't know what it is. But I start kind of, you know, poking around in my mouth there with my tongue there. Not to gross anybody out. And I find what feels like a little hard shard of something.
Oh, no.
So okay. I kind of, you know, fish it out, take it out, look at it, rinse it. It's a little piece of a molar there. Popped out of my one of my teeth there.
How cooked do you like your toast?
Well, that's the point. It wasn't cooked hardly at all. It was super soft. And my dentist has told me before, and as have other people in the dental world, Watley, they've all said that they've seen people come in with shattered teeth because they ate just the right temperature of cold pudding. Or somebody had a nice, soft, gushy marshmallow and it popped a thing out or whatever. So they say it's not unusual. In fact, sometimes the weirdest things happen. Like I had mashed potatoes when I was 20 when it pulled a filling right out. Some mashed freaking potatoes.
And mashed potatoes, yeah. Again, you know, not high on the carbon scale or whatever it is that they measure the toughness of an item.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So yeah. It's like it's a David and Goliath kind of thing. Goliath being the tooth. Mashed potatoes being David going, yeah, right. I freaking screwed your mouth up. So last night, out pops this half of the molar cap thing, top of the molar piece thing. I don't know what you call it. You know how your tooth's shaped like a little crown and you got like four tips to it on the molars, basically?
Yes.
You got the,
yeah, right.
It's
right.
One of those tips.
It's four little feet.
Yeah, right. One of the feet.
One of his feet broke off.
Yeah, and the best I can tell in the mirror, in the little close-up mirror, I got like a crack there now. So, what does that probably mean? It probably means some major work on this freaking tooth. It doesn't hurt yet. But now, Brian, I'll remind you, I have to go to Mexico next week.
Right, like 5 days or something.
Yeah, I don't want to have some weird problem while I'm there with the tooth. So there's two choices. I either just live with it for a week, but that's potentially dangerous. You get some, you know, potential decay in there. You cause infection.
Oh, problems. Yeah, exactly. You don't want something to be... You know, all you need is just a little chunk of food or something or candy or whatever that's stuck in that little spot and just eaten away at the unprotected, the unenameled.
Exactly. And you know what that means? Right. That's Kim calling whatever Mexican version there is of Uber, and we're off to Jorge Villachez's dentist overnight place to get somebody to go, we don't use any painkiller here.
Jorge Villachez. All right, good.
Family dentist. Anyway, I don't want to do that. I really don't want to do that any more than anyone wants to have anything done in any country that isn't their own. Cause I'm xenophobic and I would really like to not do that. So, I'm trying to get in there today. The soonest they could do. Oh, wait,
it's just okay. Hope they found the crown. Hope it still fits. Can you wrap up at 9:30?
Crap. Hold on. This is so stupid. All right. So anyway, while we work that out, at some point in my life, I will have something done, hopefully in the next thing. The problem is my dentist is extremely busy now, like highly sought after. Everybody loves this guy. Last time I went in there, they broke out a whole wall into the next side of the building and added like 50 more seats for people to wait in the waiting room. Like they're constantly growing.
Wow.
And it's super annoying. All right. So now they're saying.
So they can get you in.
The soonest they can get me in is today at 10. That means I have to leave here at 9:30.
Which is in 15 minutes.
Shit! And that's the best they can do until I get home?
Let me know when
All right, and we're back. Hi,
oh,
Brian.
That was interesting how that like a wormhole just opened up and swallowed 8 hours.
How does that work? I don't understand. Okay, as you may have heard there in the last little bit, in the miracle of editing at home, you don't hear anything. It's just,
right.
It all just happened.
You haven't missed a beat.
Nope, you haven't missed a beat. I had to go to the dentist emergency style because they had no other openings. Although, here's the irony, Brian. I get there, I'm waiting in the room there, the recently expanded waiting room because they're so busy. And I overhear the phone lady up front talking to a patient who had to cancel last minute for his appointment tomorrow at 9:00. And so, technically, had I waited a half an hour to call them, they would have had another opening this week that we didn't yet know about.
Right.
But
right.
Nonetheless.
But it still would have been a show interrupter.
Exactly. The only times they had opened, or the only time this even opened up was another show interrupter, even earlier.
Right.
So I would have been screwed either way. So here's what I did. I got in the car. I drove down to the dentist. I said, hey, what's up, everybody? I was here Thursday. Remember that? And I didn't think I'd see you for another 6 weeks. And they said, yeah, you're a bastard. And I said, all right. check this out. And they said, oh, no, what happened? And I went in there, sat down. Dr. Matthews, who I'm a big fan of, really like this guy, loves talking to me. Because he's always bringing up now. Tell me about
Old Man Franks is your dentist?
I wish he was. No, in fact, he is a guy who just loves, like, he loves nerd stuff. He's willing to, like, wants to talk about the latest video games, wants to talk about iPad Pros, wants to talk about tech and all this stuff. He loves to hear about Nerdtacular and how it went and how one of these years is going to make it there. Like, just a cool dentist who always remembers all my stuff, right? And he even said, he walked in and goes, let me guess, it's 232 or 31. How many teeth do we have?
How many? It's an even number. It'd have to be 32. Yeah, 16 top, 16 bottom.
Okay, so he goes, 32. I go, is that bottom right? He goes, yep. I said, yeah, that's a freaking tooth. So he knew what was going on. He seemed to think that the weakness on that tooth was inevitable. But here's the current theory, Brian. I went in there thinking, I just had a little toast. No big deal.
Right.
Right? Why, how could toast break my freaking tooth in half or however it worked? It wasn't quite half. And he said, it probably wasn't the toast. It was something you had earlier that was a little harder, and you hit it once. You may have remembered a bit of a zing, but other than that, no problems. I said, he says, think back. Did that happen yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought back. Right here in my hands.
You think it's the beaver nuggets?
It's the beaver nuggets, because look, one of these is like, I got one just like it. Hold on. Here's one. Some of these, if you look at them, Brian, you'll notice in your bag, they're fluffy and light and, you know, look like little puffy toasty things.
Yeah.
Some of them are like almost diamond ready, like are carbon smushed into diamonds, super compressed high density ones.
Well, you know what? Now that I'm looking at this, and it must be how nature finds a way, right?
Yeah.
This is Jeff Goldblum on the helicopter with Dr. Grant and Ellie.
Yeah.
And he says, so you've got your bag of beaver nuggets, right? And you ever notice, you ever look at these and say, wow, they look a lot like sweet and sour chicken that you get from the Chinese restaurant, right? And you know, sometimes you get a little tiny dense sweet and sour chickens. You get the same thing in beaver nuggets. There's no step three.
Just can't do it.
So it is the same thing.
It is. And it's random and it's chaos. And there it is. It's this hard. Now, listen, microphone. Can you kind of hear
that? Yeah, that's the sound of you hitting it with one of them diamond beaver nuggets.
Yeah, and it's not opening, it's not breaking apart, it's not fluffing apart. It is a solid piece of business. And now I remember yesterday eating handfuls of these, because I'm about two-thirds of the bag gone, by the way. And one of these yesterday was different than the others. Which one of these is not like the others? Let me tell you which one it was. And it was the one that was hard and compressed like this little carbon atom unit. And it kind of hurt when I bit into it. And I remember spitting it out thinking, well, there's a bad one. Kind of like a bad sunflower seed or something.
Sure.
I think that's what
still
did it.
Still sitting there on the floor. You just, you know, next.
I think that cracked it and I just didn't know it. And then later the bread was just like, here we go, and pulled it apart.
It wasn't the bread.
No, it was beaver nuggets. Gosh, dang it, beaver nuggets. I'm putting these over here now. I'm not eating these anymore. As much as I like these a lot. I'm going to have to be a little more picky about which one I put in my mouth. No one can take that out of context.
Ice warm.
Yeah, no kidding. Anyway, so we're back, and it's as if we're doing a new show, but we're really not. This is just a continuation of what was going on earlier today. You guys basically heard 9 minutes of a morning show, and now you're hearing the rest as an afternoon show. But to you, what's the difference? Just accept it for what it is, man. He did say this, dentist, right? I go in there, and I go, how can you get penthouse in the waiting room? No, I didn't say that. I didn't know
that. That would have been great.
It would have been great.
What lady?
I said to him, I'm going to Mexico. You know that, right? And he goes, oh, yeah. And I said, so this is good that I'm doing this now. I couldn't have just sat on this. And he goes, oh, this is good that you're doing this now. He says this to me in a very serious voice. I said, really? He says, you don't want to go to any Mexican dentists while you're down in Mexico. You want to avoid that at all costs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the tone he gave it to me. And I thought, you know, you're right. I don't want to drink anything out of a stripper's belly button in Tijuana. I don't want to eat any street tacos. And I do not want to have a dentist look at me while I'm in Mexico. Those are my three things I'm not going to do.
Right.
Anyway.
Yeah, I don't know. I know a Mexican jail is really bad, but I don't know how a Mexican dentist, how much better than a Mexican jail.
How come you know this about a Mexican jail? What happened?
You just hear about Mexican jails. I've never been to a Mexican jail, but I know that jails in Mexico not as good as jails in these United States.
I can see that. I completely understand.
The Turkish prison, though, I hear is the worst because it's called a Turkish prison.
Wait, and why are they the worst, though? Why? What are the Turks doing that others aren't doing?
I have no idea, but yeah. You never hear somebody say, well, it's not like you're stuck in a a Madagascarian prison.
You're not stuck in a minimum security Japanese facility.
Right, exactly. They say Turkish prison. Yeah. That is the phrase.
That's a good point. The gladiators and Turkish prisons. All right, we're going to do Daryl, even though it's a weird time of day. It turns out, happy happenstance, everybody. Daryl's like at home and can talk to us. And
flexible. Daryl is flexible, which we're all really, really happy about.
I am too. If you want to be a part of this, you know what to do. People, if you want to be a part of today's question, your camera's aimed way down today for some reason. You're getting
You know, I'm sitting. I'm not usually sitting.
Oh, that's why.
Yeah, let's have a little fun here.
All right. I'm all about that.
Let's go. We'll go up.
Wait a minute. Do I get to watch it go up? Oh, look at this.
Watching it go up.
That's so cool. Is it done?
It's done, yeah.
Oh, that was it? No. I wanted it to take longer.
I started it. I got it, stood up while it was while it started. So
I wanted it to take longer, be in slow motion, and hear that song. I can't stop. You know the one I mean? You know the one I mean.
I don't, but that's awesome.
All right, great. Here's
I don't, but I'm sure it's funny.
It is. It's really, really good. Here's this.
Yeehaw, I'm feeling good today, and I can't even identify why.
Also sitting down, one Daryl Skeels. Hi, Daryl.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome to Stump
Daryl.
Back on
the crappy microphone.
Oh, are you on your phone now? Is that what's going on?
Hey, yeah.
You sound fine. You're all right.
Yeah, sound just fine.
Are you, so you're at home. Like, what's your deal now? You're still not at work.
Oh, no, I'm at work
Oh,
now,
you are at work.
We went through the wormhole.
Oh, right. Because it's only in the morning that you're doing this stuff while your wife's gone.
Yes.
Okay, that makes sense.
Afternoons, you're back at the Orifice.
I get it. Well, good. Everything going fine at work? Everything's good?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Going to the gym later?
Not tonight. That was yesterday.
Oh. Do you have any recommendations for me? Because I'm going to the gym later. You got any ideas? Legs, back, chest? What do you want? What do you think?
Work some glutes. Work the glutes.
Avoid lifting weights with your teeth.
I can do that.
Yeah.
That I can do. Well, it's fun to have you here, even though it's a weird time of day. Maybe you'll answer your question better because it's this time of day.
Everything going to the gym. Holy crap.
We also have on the line with us a listener who has called in to be the Stump-a-Trek nerd, Daryl nerd, thing nerd person who tries to decide whether Daryl gets it right or wrong. We need a gift, though, today, Brian, so be thinking about that while...
It'll be an Andrew Allen song.
Okay, an Andrew Allen song today. Who's this?
This is Bjørn Lodvar Larsen calling you from Norway again.
Whoa, dude, Norway again. He called Hotline Monday the other night.
Yeah, I was listening to you. I was listening to you on Hotline, man.
Yeah, he was
getting through twice.
He was great on there.
That
was a very insightful, interesting call, and I hope we get more of those in the future. So thanks for that, man.
Mm-hmm. No, that's no problem.
Almost exactly 24 hours ago, too.
Yeah, it was like a day ago. Yeah. Well, let's give this a shot. Now, as you know, the new rules work like this: we give you the category, and then you get to decide whether you think Daryl gets it right or wrong before we ask him the question. Does that make sense to you, sir?
Yes.
Okay.
If you listen carefully, you'll hear Daryl's reaction to the category, so that can help you.
Yeah, he doesn't really hold back on that part of it.
You might just hear Daryl make a noise after he hears the category that might give you some clue.
What time is it where you are right now? What time, what part of the world?
It's about it's quarter to midnight.
Quarter? Oh, that's not too bad.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I was thinking it was like 2 a.m. or something. That wouldn't be good. All right. Well, the Norwegian stands ready. Daryl, are you feeling it? Are you good? You ready for this?
Yes, I am ready.
All right. The question is in the category of what, Brian?
The category is Magic the Gathering.
Magic the Gathering. Magic the Gathering.
God damn it, password. The category is...
I kind of missed that show. All right. So now that you know it's Magic the Gathering, a nerdy pursuit, what do you think Daryl's going to do?
I don't think... Daryl plays Magic the Gathering.
All right, so you think he's going to get it wrong?
Yeah.
All right, Daryl, he thinks you're going to get it wrong. At the very least, he has a chance of getting you have a chance of being 1 in 4 correct. What? Or whatever. You have a 1 in 4 chance of guessing it, which if you don't know the answer to this question.
Yeah.
So, Daryl, here's your question. Magic the Gathering has been around since 1993. Oh, real quick, bone to pick with Daryl. Two things. I totally forgot about this.
Okay.
Wow. Okay.
You've ruined repeat watchings of MASH for me. My daughter is over there watching it earlier today, or yesterday, I guess it was, and all I can hear are all of those horrible laugh track ping moments that you bring in and you talk about. What and the hoo-hoo guy?
Yeah.
I can't do it anymore. I can't freaking do it, and because Netflix won't let me turn that off, there's nothing I can do to get rid of it. It's really annoying. Number two, you heard about what's-his-name joining the Star Trek show, the guy that directed Wrath of Khan and wrote the other stuff, right?
Uh-huh.
Have we talked to you about that? I don't think we have.
I thought we talked to him. Oh, no, I guess we talked about that yesterday after Daryl was...
Yeah, right. We talked to Steven, I think, on Monday about it. So what's your take on that? What do you think of that there?
Well, what he said was right. If I was at home, I would say what he said.
Mm-hmm. But since you're at work, you can't say words like that, right? Is that the deal?
Yeah.
All right.
But I'm excited, but yet afraid. Because he said that he's going to take it in a new direction. I don't know what a new direction means.
Oh, I thought he said nude direction. I've got this. Now I'm disappointed. Now I'm very disappointed.
That's the Showtime version.
All right. Fair enough. Okay. That's all I had. Here's your question. Magic the Gathering has been around since 1993, and there have been many powerful and valuable cards, printed during this time. What card from the original Magic set of Magic the Gathering is the most valuable? Hold on, let me start that again. What card from the original set of Magic the Gathering is the most valuable? Here are your options, A through D. Mox.
What is our Norwegian friend doing over there? Mixing paint?
I don't know what that sound is.
He's hiking. It's kind of freaking me out. He's hiking the fjords.
The family has gone to bed, so I just stepped outside.
Oh, all right. You're fine. Oh, we're just hearing like sweeping or something. It's really weird.
I'm just walking.
All right. Sweeping the phone with his beard. Here's A through D. Mox Sapphire. B, Ancestral Recall. C, Black Lotus. Or D, Time Twister.
Oh.
They used to give me that in the gym when I was in junior high. They gave me the old Time Twister, if you know what I'm saying.
I've seen one of these.
Oh, you have?
Mm. I mean, I've seen the answer card in, I was at Dragon Con and going through a vendor's deal, and they had one under glass, and I had to look at it. I even took a picture of it.
Ooh.
I might have even tweeted it.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. You just made my coccyx tingle with excitement.
Well, good.
Good. All right. So, Daryl, your options are, again, Mox Sapphire, Ancestral Recall, Black Lotus, and Time Twister. We don't have anything to test, but just once again, watch out for Beaver Nuggets. They might. Oh, what did you think of the Beaver Nuggets, Daryl?
I thought they were good. They were a little sweet, and they were like kind of like caramel corn with corn and added corn.
Yeah. Didn't you feel like you could put them in a bowl of milk and everything would be fine?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of how I felt too. Yeah.
They're like Captain Crunch and Corn Pops had a baby.
Oh, exactly. Yeah.
Did you eat any of the geode ones that'll tear your teeth in half? Did you eat any of those?
No, I didn't run into any of those.
Okay. Well, don't, because you'll have problems.
Don't bite too hard on them.
Yeah. Don't bite too hard on the geode. Where are we now? Oh, back to this. So what do you think? Let's see how you do. You got your Mox Sapphire, your Ancestral Recall, Black Lotus, and your Time Twister.
Well, let's see. I think you would want to recall ancestors all the time, so that can't be rare.
Would you, though? Because some of them, they're kind of a pain in the ass. Like, I've got a great uncle. I don't think we need him around anymore.
That's the risk you take, I guess.
All right.
No kidding. Mox Sapphire.
Yeah.
Mox. What's a mox?
I don't know, but Magic the Gathering people probably hate you now.
Yeah. Well, because it's weird.
Oh, it's windy.
It's probably normal.
The fjords are windy today. All right. anyway, all right. So you like the ancestors. I mean, you don't like moxie people or whatever.
I don't know what that is, but Time Twister and Black Lotus sound sort of mysterious. Time Twister sounds like it would be something you'd want often. Actually, I have no idea what the heck you would do with a time twister?
You twist time,
obviously.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah, if I could
right
twist
there in
time.
The name.
If I could twist back time.
I'm going to say Black Lotus because it sounds like something that would be mysterious and you wouldn't have that very often.
It does sound like a Marvel, like a group like The Hand that Marvel would have to go up against, right, Brian? Like the Avengers need to fight the Black Lotus group or
right,
whatever.
Right, right, exactly.
Yeah. All right, well, let's find out.
The thing that gives Iron Fist his power is a Black Lotus.
Yeah. Iron Fist.
And also, if I don't guess that, then I'm a racist.
Why? Oh, yeah, you could be. It's a good point. We can't have that in our lives.
Once you go Black Lotus, you never go back.
You never go back Lotus. All right. Here's your answer, or let's see if it's right. I don't know. Judges will tell. Is it?
Congratulations.
The answer is correct.
Ooh. You're a winner.
Oh, take that, Norwegia. Black Lotus. The Black Lotus is the most valuable magic card ever printed. The card has been valued at over $10,000 for several years now. Here is a clip of a dude opening a pack with it in it. Okay, so here's a guy opening one and freaking out.
And then the other one is, holy bitch. That's a freaking Black Lotus. Holy God! That's an Alpha freaking Lotus! That's a... Holy... Oh my God!
All right, that guy's $10,000 richer, I guess.
Yeah, and apparently doesn't know any expletives.
Yeah.
Except...
I actually suspected that was the correct answer.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I think I heard Dills talking about it.
That sounds like a Dills thing.
Dills would hold that card in high regard, I'm sure.
Dills does what Dills do. That's how I look at it. Thank you for trying or playing, Norwegia. Yeah.
Play again in 24 hours.
Please do. Daryl, good job on that. Did you know it? Did it ring a bell for you or no?
Not really.
Yeah.
It was just a
somewhere
good
guess. It just seemed like Black Lotus would be a rare thing.
Can you imagine paying 10 grand for a magic card, though?
Yeah.
Who's doing that? Someone's doing that. Ain't me.
Right.
Good Lord. You got money just hanging out of your ass, dragging a trail behind you?
If you're Shkreli, you're buying a Black Lotus card.
Who the hell is Shkreli?
Martin Shkreli.
I thought you were saying Skrillex wrong. For some reason.
Martin Shkreli.
Well, now I know, but just at first I thought, no, it's... Listen, old man, it's pronounced Skrillex.
I could think of his first name.
Yeah, the douchebag doctor man, that guy.
Right, yes, yeah. The Wu-Tang Clan album owner.
Yeah, the wiener of all wieners. Mm-hmm. Daryl, you're also a wiener, and we love you for it. And he did it right, which is great. I'm very impressed. Daryl will be back tomorrow. We'll try this once again. Likely from your office tomorrow, because it's still that week where you're doing that stuff.
Yep.
Daryl's the Trek Nerd on Twitter. Find him there. And at This Week in Trek at thisweekintrek.com and The Grumpy Cast. And now I will hang up on him.
Oh,
damn it. He got in. Here's this.
Television highlights of the news of yesteryear.
It's time for the news brought to you by
the Walmart greeter that farted the whole time I walked past him. Actually, I have a couple things to say for what the news is brought to you by. Can I mention those?
Please do. Yeah.
Number one, the brand new album from our friend Siv and his band. It is available today. You can go out and buy a copy of this thing today from iTunes. It's iTunes or iTunes if you're in Ireland. It's called White Flag. The band is Brother Wild. Today is its first day. Available on iTunes. Go get it. It's awesome. You know, it reminds me a little bit of the best stuff from Toad the Wet Sprocket.
Mm-hmm. I would agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, very similar to that. He shared some tracks early on with me as well, and I really, really dig it. Mm-hmm. He plays guitar. And this is Siv, the, you know, civil engineer.
Right. Like, exactly.
You know, sounds boring.
Tyler Shaw, who's got a, you know, an awesome name that's not Siv.
Well,
also, yeah. J.F. Dubose's book, The Life Engineered, is also available on Amazon today. Today's the day you want to buy it because we're trying to game the charts and have it go whoop, up the top of the charts. It's a sword and laser thing. So check out that. The Life Engineered by J.F. Dubose. Go to Amazon, buy it now, and enjoy that.
He'll be on Current Geek this weekend to talk about that book and other things. So we're looking forward to that.
Excellent.
I was going to try to find one of these Siv songs and play a tiny clip, but I lost my folder where I put them. So forget it.
No.
It's really good, though. Likely that you'll hear a track of that coming up on the show sometime soon, so watch for that. What else are we doing here? Oh, I know.
Let's talk about the news.
All right. Abe Vigoda. Remember him? Mm-hmm.
I do remember him. Fish.
Fish. Very good. He actually died, as you know, for real this time, and not all the fake ones. He was always right. dying in the fake news, but in the real news, he died. And the daughter of Abe Vigoda, Abe Vigoda Jr. is her name. I don't know what her name is.
Carol Vigoda Fuchs.
Thank you. Is, we named her Abe. She is very upset because the Oscars snubbed her dad in the memorandum or memoriam thing.
Right.
The daughter of Abe Vigoda. And the thing is, you could say, well, he died this year. Well, yeah, but so did David Bowie. So did Alan Rickman.
I thought he died after David Bowie. Like, they have to have a cutoff as to when they can add somebody in, don't they?
It was after that, but it was before Alan Rickman, I think.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It was.
And Rickman made the list, of course.
Mm-hmm.
I think that sucks. You don't have the Godfathers. No. The Godfathers, from all accounts, are better with him in them.
Sure.
Than without him. At least the first one. I don't know if he's in the second one.
He's in the second one. He's not in the third. Yeah. And of course he was in Look Who's Talking, which, you know, that's the...
It's a classic.
The hat trick.
Yeah, it really is.
Godfather 1, Godfather 2, and Look Who's Talking.
Yep. That was with the babies that talked like Bruce Willis or something, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Real dumb.
That was really the beginning of the end for movies, by the way.
I agree. He died last month at the age of 94. That is a ripe old age. I have an uncle who is 94 and is just kicking it, man. That guy is driving still. He is sharp as he's ever been. I watched him eat half a pie the other night. That guy is a bomb. He's so cool.
Nobody stopped him?
No, I watched it. He's like, I love pie. He's like, he's 94. His name is Marsden. So he's got a name no one has anymore except for... Right. The good-looking guy with the last name, Marsden.
Yeah, but that's his first name. Marsden is a fantastic first name.
Isn't that cool? It's a really cool name. Yeah, Marsden, and he's just killing it. He's just the man. If I am as old as him, I hope I am just jumping around like him because he is killing it. Anyway, Abe Vigoda, known for the Godfather business, the Barney Miller stuff and all that stuff. He was snubbed. He got left out, and she watched the ceremony from her home in New Jersey, his daughter, with friends expecting to see the image during the segment. I have to say it was very disappointing. I feel we were all cheated, and I don't understand why. I don't either, actually.
Yeah, I don't either. It's really funny. This seems to be the thing that happens every year, right? Like, after the in memoriam, you hear about somebody who's a pretty well-known actor who was omitted from the in memoriam segment. And I think what we need to do is whoever's in charge of that needs to be replaced, because I think... One year, it's like, okay, well, they overlooked him. But when you have this year after year after year, it's somebody who's just got too much on their plate. Maybe they're in charge of finding seat fillers for the Academy Awards and the in memoriam thing. Like, that's their, they have two jobs.
Yeah.
And they're spending more time finding somebody who's going to sit where Liev Schreiber is going to sit so they can focus the camera lens on him when there's a funny thing and he's going to laugh.
Yeah. And the stinky poopy about this for me is that it's not hard. Like, I could have told them Abe Vigoda died and should have been on the list.
Pretty easy. You can even do an IMDb search, I believe, that says, you know, actors who died since the last Oscars.
Yeah. And if you're going to list people in that memoriam that are like, you know, 85-year-old producer Neil Adamson, who no one ever heard of, you somehow got him in there.
Get a photo. Yeah, you've got photos. And then of the actors, you get the videos. I want to, you know what? I'm going to throw my hat. Okay. My proverbial red goofy hat into the ring.
Yeah.
Oscar people.
Okay.
Hey, Academy.
Okay.
I will do your in memoriam. I've done video editing before. I've set it to music as shown by the Frog Pants All-Stars.
You have.
I can put music to it. Actually, we don't even need music, right? Because we got Dave Grohl singing Blackbird or whoever it is. It's going to be Adele singing Thanks for the Memories.
Thanks for the Memories. Exactly. Year. This one goes out to Abe Vigoda. I'm all for that, dude, because they don't know what they're doing, and I swear every year you and I have a story like this to talk about.
We always do. Yeah.
It makes me sad. Let's change that, everyone. You didn't leave Spock off. That's good.
Yeah. Oh, geez. And the uproar, if they would have left Alan Rickman off or left Spock off, and they always use the excuse, well, it was, you know, after we did the cutoff for when we did this. No, baloney. Yeah, crap. You know what? Listen, iMovie, I could have gotten that thing in there an hour before the ceremony.
Yeah, we all
And all you have to do, you gesture to Dave Grohl, the little stretch. You do the little fingers and say stretch.
Yeah. You know what? How hard it is to put an extra slide in your keynote presentation?
Exactly.
It's not hard, guys.
Right. It's just one Ken Burns effect from being done.
Yeah.
That's all you need to do.
Get your asses to Mars. All right.
Yeah.
Jennifer Lopez which is what I always yell Lopez when my Pez dispenser is nearly out. When there's three Pez or less left, yeah. I yell Lopez. Ben Affleck, she says of Ben Affleck's back tattoo that it's awful. So it seems to be echoing the words of his other ex, Jennifer Garner, in that they both hate this tattoo on his back.
Me.
I don't like it. They all
However,
think it's,
Henry Cavill says it's hot.
Oh, yeah, but he'd know, too. He's loving it. I mean, there is no Cavill versus Cavill v. Affleck, is there? Because that's a Cavill and Affleck together.
That's right, yes. By the way, did you see that Jimmy Kimmel clip with...
I heard about it, but no.
It is so well done.
Mm.
It's one of the greatest things I've seen this week.
Really?
Yes.
All right, I'm checking it right after
that,
the show.
That and the John Oliver Trump thing.
Mm-hmm.
Two greatest things I've seen this week, hands down.
Jeez, those are two big things.
They're on opposite ends of the spectrum as far as what their purpose is, but...
All right.
Both entertained me greatly.
Okay. I'm going to check them out.
Yeah, please do.
I will. You know what else is really good this week?
What else is really good this week? Not Ben's tattoo.
No. Okay. Third Eagle's description of the daddy video from Psy came out.
Really?
And it's really special. That's all I can say.
He's really on top of things. Didn't that thing come out in September last year?
Yeah. He says things like this, by the way.
A rather vulgar, crude, crotch-grabbing dance.
See? It's like that.
Did you say vulgar?
Vulgar. Yeah, wait, hold on.
A rather vulgar crew.
He did say vulgar. As we know, the word vulgar, when used incorrectly, is a sign of the leopard.
That's right. They're number four.
When he doesn't have...
Ford.
He hasn't said, as far as I know, he's got nothing to say about Trump or that being a sign of anything. I'm very curious. All he ever talks about is the final president is... Obama, and he's the leopard, and that tells the end of the whatever. But we're getting a new dude in November.
Yeah.
Or maybe we're not. Maybe we have to take back our city.
All right. Let's
get... I know I've been trying to tell you that Obama is the leopard, but Trump is kind of the super leopard.
He's a leopard and a half. I misread the video by REM. Anyway, I'll have more of that tomorrow. Let's move on to... Jennifer Lopez. Jennifer Lopez is not happy about any of this.
Right.
She says this. Where are we here? Okay. She says it's awful, adding, I would tell him that. I would tell him, what are you doing? It has too many colors. His tattoos have always had too many colors. They shouldn't be so colorful, wow. She says. They really? Talk about their relationship. Jeez, they got engaged in 2003. That was a long time ago, I guess.
Yeah.
Called it quits the following year. And,
oh, wow. They put the wedding on hold 4 days before scheduled date. Wow. Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. He only goes out with Jennifer's, by the way, I've noticed.
Yeah, that's well, because it rhymes.
Yeah.
Jen and Ben.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, who cares?
So look out, Jennifer... who's left? Crap.
Jennifer, who's left? I don't know.
I was almost going to say Jennifer Chastain, but that's not right. It's
no,
Jessica.
Jessica, yeah. Wait, hold on. Jennifer Lawrence. Maybe she's up next.
Oh, yes. Oh, you know that he's got her like on his calendar.
He's pining for J-Law. What's another one? Jennifer Aniston. Okay. Right. Jennifer Beal. No, that's Jessica Beal.
Yeah, Jennifer Beals.
Is there a Jennifer Beals or Jessica Beals?
Jennifer Beals.
I think it's Jessica Beals. I think you get all your Jessicas mixed up with Jennifers is what I think.
Jennifer Beals.
From Flashdance.
Yes.
No,
it's
that's
Jennifer.
Jessica Beals.
No,
isn't it?
No, it's Jennifer Beals.
Hold on a second.
But making me think it's not Jennifer Beals.
Jessica Beal. There it is. Oh, Jessica Beal's different than Jennifer Beal. Okay, you're right, you're right.
Yeah, Flashdance was Jennifer Beals. Who's Jessica Beals?
Jessica Beal, you know her. She's from... American actress, career, here's the movies.
This is funny. When I do a search for Jessica Beals, it pulls up Jennifer Beals.
Oh, that's weird. Maybe we're not the only ones that mix them up. She's from movies like Spark, Bleeding Heart, Accidental Love, The Truth About Emmanuel, Hitchcock, Playing for Keeps, The Tall Man, Total Recall, the remake.
Oh, yeah, she's great. Oh, Jessica Biel with an IEL. Yes, yeah, yeah. You know what? I don't know why. She's from Denver. Actually, she's from Boulder, I think.
Blade Trinity.
Didn't she do the voice of Pumbaa?
She was the voice of Pumbaa, it says here.
Yes, Jessica Biel. Of course I know Jessica Biel.
She's lovely.
She absolutely is.
She's 33 and lovely. Mm-hmm. Moving on.
Has no interest in Ben Affleck.
No. Not that we know of. The butt implant. Speaking of, well, I don't know who we're talking about
speaking
now.
Speaking of Jessica or Jennifer Lopez.
I guess so. The butt implant is the hottest trend in plastic surgery. This according to the American Society of Plastic Surgeons, otherwise known as the ASPS.
No.
ASPS. ASPS.
Really?
Yeah, the ASPS.
Yeah. They couldn't have, they really should have figured out a way to have.
I completely agree. Yeah.
They really should have figured out a way to make them the, I guess it's, never mind. It's just the American Society of Plastic Surgeon. I thought it was like a special group of doctors that only work on butts.
No. They're plastic surgeons, period, but they say that their biggest deal is the bum.
Okay.
From establishing and developing groundbreaking procedures and cosmetic surgeries, they have yielded a major amount of money in the medical community. The ASPS has recently conducted a survey to see how the plastic surgeries have gone in the past 15 years. This result showed that the bum implant, a.k.a. everyone trying to get a Kim Kardashian bum, mm-hmm. is the big trick. That's what everybody likes to do right now. All-time high. 2,540 of these procedures, a 36% uptick from 2014. So a year-over-year jump from last year to the year before of 36%.
Okay, maybe it's just not a thing I'm attracted to, but I can't imagine that we've gotten to a place where we want to have those bigger.
I don't get it.
It's been such, you know, the past 46 years of my life, I've heard nothing but people talking about how they wish that their butts were smaller.
Right. And, I'm not ready to make that change to bigger.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what,
we're going to be looking back at this in 10 years and saying, wow, can you imagine? Can you believe there really was a time when people were adding to their butt?
Well, look, if you had a bum implant, Brian Ibbett, maybe your coccyx wouldn't hurt every time you hit it.
Well, that's true. I could fall down the stairs with ease, yep, and grace.
Says this, there was also a change in vogue as more men were engaging this time in breast reduction. Men went under the knife for breast reduction. The reductions constituted a total of more than 27,456 procedures on record. That doesn't count all the back alley ones, man, when the guy says, yeah, I need to get rid of these boobs. Right. These man boobs are trouble. Yeah, I don't need a breast reduction. I'm fine. My estrogen hasn't kicked in yet. Everything's fine. Let's move on to this. McDonald's in the news.
Yep.
They've introduced it Happy Goggles, a portion of VR in your Happy Meal. I don't know if I like this. You're going to get oily eyes or something.
Just practicing, getting the kids ready for beer goggles when they're an adult. And then we can start with the Happy Goggles at McDonald's.
Start when they're young. In wow, a move, surely.
Hamburglar looks really hot through these Happy Goggles.
It says, in a move surely to reinforce the message that VR has arrived, McDonald's in Sweden specifically are bundling Google Cardboard-esque VR goggles with their Happy Meals, assembling from the packaging the food came in. Seriously, what are you doing with all the oil that's left? I don't get it.
Oh, no. Great. Yeah, put my phone in that. That's practically transparent with grease.
Yeah,
thanks.
Great idea. Not even good grease. Like, just the shittiest possible
grease.
Right.
Yeah, we haven't changed in 3 months grease.
Yeah. McDonald's have announced a new initiative that's set to raise expectations for Happy Meal contents far and above the current level of plastic movie merchandise, rather. Fast food giant is set to sell Happy Goggles to selected restaurants on the weekends of March 5th and the 12th and the 14th. Or no, sorry, 5th and 12th in 14 outlets across Sweden. No word as to whether or not they will make it stateside or anywhere else. I think it's dumb, so...
People in Sweden don't care about their phones, so no. It'll be fine out in Sweden.
They don't care. We're going to take a quick break and play some music. Before we do that, I'll just tell you that when we come back, we're going to read a bunch of emails. It's time to clear some of those out. Mm-hmm. And I call that segment random email picking, because I'm not going to do anything special. I'm just going to yank them out. And if they're good, they're good. If they're bad, they're bad. It's like Vegas.
Wow.
Vegas email, man.
Are we going to get any Nigerian prince emails? Is that happening too?
I hope so. I have some spam in there, so probably we'll get some without even meaning to. But it'll be just like Vegas. It'll be bloop, 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 like that.
Okay, cool.
So I'm going to go smell like cigarettes in the song. So why don't you play me some music so I can go do that? What do you
sure
got?
Sure. This is great because both emails play off of each other perfectly. So you got to love this.
All right.
Ashley wrote in and said, I'll be going on vacation today, and because of that, I won't be able to listen to TMS with my sister for a week. Since I'm such a nice sister, I'd love to request a song for my little sister to celebrate this occasion. So it'd be great if you could play any cover of a song about being lonely, because I'm that hilarious. Love you, Rebecca. And I will bring you back something awesome from my trip.
Nice.
Thank you, Satan.
Oh, wait. Do I have to play that? I do. Hold on.
Sure, why not?
Why not? This is the rule. Okay, here you go.
Thank you, Satan.
There you go.
All right.
Got it.
She had a few choices like All by Myself, Are You Lonesome Tonight? But the one I settled on was One is the Loneliest Number, originally by Harry Nilsson, but covered most famously by Three Dog Night. This version is by the fantastic Filter, the band Filter. Mm. These guys are great. Yeah. This is from the soundtrack to X-Files Fight the Future from 1998. It is a cover of One right here by Filter.
Yes!
before, it will happen again.
No idea where what's happening.
Many Bothans died to bring you this information. This is the Morning Stream.
All right, thank you so much there, Scott Fletcher and Bo Schwartz for giving us this little dinger.
No idea where what's happening.
I love that. It's happened the other night on Core, and I had to take it out of there. Oh, yeah. He says things nice. Like this.
Were you rocking out?
Were you rocking out?
Were you rocking out?
Is he Canadian?
Yeah, he's Canadian, for sure. He's up there in the Ottawa area there.
Okay.
He claims it's quite the butthole of Canada. He has said frequently that it's not any place you want to really be.
Aw.
Guys, I know what's going on now.
Send and receive email.
Time for us to pull some emails up. And read them randomly, okay? This is the random picking emails. We haven't done this in a while. It's actually kind of fun to do this. So I'm just going to clever my eyes and click one. You ready?
Okay.
Here it goes.
Random.
All right. We got one with the headline, Are You In Too? Like, also is the word T-O-O.
Okay.
From Alex says, if you are in or close to, then you need to check this out. And then there's a link. It's one of the few online-based positions available right now, and you can get started right away. Don't worry about time constraints. This will only take a very few little times of your day. That's the language. That's what it says. I didn't make that up.
So when you're saying you're just going to kind of click a random and get email, you're not talking about, TMS email. This is like your whole email.
No, this is TMS only, but it's spam. We get there as well, so there's not much I can do there.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
All right, here's another one. I'm closing my eyes.
Okay.
Oh, it's a real one. David Drahushuk.
Yeah, a real email.
Yeah, okay. He says, "Dear Sirloin and Brisket," I gotta blow that up. His text is tiny. I have been an avid listener since the beginning of TMS. When your show began, I was driving up a steep mountain road to work in a blizzard in Lake Placid, New York. Since then, I have gone through 5 jobs, met my fiance and 1 son, who is now 2 and expecting another in October. Through it all, I have been listening to TMS faithfully, and now I listen to it on my walks to work and while I set up for the day at the restaurant I manage in Syracuse, New York. Shout out to Justin, who also lived there. Thanks for you guys for being there throughout my father's passing to the birth of my son. You guys have always kept me entertained. I cannot begin to describe in words what your shows mean to me and how it has gotten me through, but just wanted to finally send a simple thank you. Love the show, though, Dave. Well, Dave, that's so nice.
Super nice. Yeah. Thanks, Dave.
I'm glad I picked you at random. Okay, another random one. You ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Autopilot this shit is the subject.
So somebody's making a recommendation for an autopilot episode.
Maybe. Oh, now I'm not so sure. It says, what if I told you I may have found a system that works 99% autopilot after everything is set up? And the best part is there's no investment required.
Oh, now I'm disappointed that they didn't have a TV show recommendation.
We're going to hit spam on that one. All right, next one. Here we go. Okay, word on the Expos. Oh, remember the Expos conversation? Mm-hmm. We couldn't figure out the origin.
Right, exactly where they got it, yeah.
This is from Andre in Montreal. Shout out. He says, hi, you two trivial buddies. For the Montreal Expos, you were right. They were named after the World Expo of 1967. Mm-hmm. As of 2004, they are no longer part of Montreal, as they are now called the Washington Nationals. More info on a wiki. Give me a link. May the heat get here soon for all of us. Where the F is global warming when you need it, Andre. So we were right about that then.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So everything we said was right. He just wanted to confirm it, which is nice. Thank you.
I like it. Okay, here's another one. Clicking. Oh, this looks to be for real. Stephen Gregory Nash says about blue lights. Remember we talked to Wendy about the blue light being your enemy there.
Mm-hmm. Right, says, before bed on your reading your iPad or watching, looking at your mobile device before bed. Bad for the eyes.
He says this. There are 3 things that'll help us. Apps that filter out the blue. Mm-hmm. Number two.
One called Twilight that somebody recommended, by the way.
Yeah. Don't my gunners do the same thing for me? Isn't that the idea of them?
Oh, I don't know.
I think it is.
Huh.
I'm actually not sure about that. Screen filters for TVs, but much more expensive. And then 3, glasses. Oh, he even says here, glasses, some like Gunners and other brands.
There you go. And all right, so there you go. Wear your Gunners to bed.
Yeah. Stay up all night if I want to.
Bono does.
In the age of technology, problems solved by technology. Hopefully it will turn into a built-in feature to add to all LCD and LED devices in the future. I agree. I think that'd be nice. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for that. All right, here's another one. You ready?
Yep.
Eyes closed. Okay, here we go. Jonathan wrote in. I sent you this special VIP invitation the other day, but it looks like you couldn't have sent it yet. That's what it says. I didn't write that wrong.
You get spam. It's like you're a spam magnet for the worst grammar ever.
Yep. It's real bad. Okay, here's one. Hold on. Okay. Deal Walter wrote in.
Okay. Deal Walter. This already sounds so legit I can't even imagine.
Hi, I'm Deal Walter, and you won't believe... Okay, no, he says, Scott and Brian, this must be real. I saw these pickles pictured below in the local discount grocery and immediately thought of you two. Enjoy the dill midget holes. Sincerely, Tom Walter of the Vampire State, Pennsylvania.
Wait, are they dill midget holes or deal midget holes?
They are dill, D-I-L-L, midget holes. Holes. Oh, W-H-O-L-E-S. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to send this here, chat room. You guys can have a look at it. And Brian, I'm going to put that
cool
in there. I can't believe they're called this.
And Deal Walter, sorry if I made fun of your name.
Yeah, it's fine, Deal Walter. Don't worry about it.
Oh, look at that. Dill midget holes.
Yeah, they look good, right?
They do. Mm. I like pickles. Mm. I'm going to make some pickles.
Sounds all right. Okay, here's one from Rachel Seam. Oh, you know what? This is a reply. And so I've had a conversation with her already, but here's what it was about so people know. Okay. She says the Futurama Match 3 game has been out, and it's actually a Match 4 game and tons of fun. It's called Game of Drones. And it is. I've played it. It's great.
It is fun.
Yeah, I like it. It's nothing, you know, they're not breaking any records with like, oh, we've totally turned it on its head, but it's still fun. Right.
Yeah.
As one of those goes, it's a good one. All right, here's another one. Cover my eyes. This one's from Frank. Hey, you'll be glad you just opened up this email tonight. Just check out what I have for you. Go see for yourself. I really tried hard to get this access for you, so I hope you will like it. Try now. Wishing you a good week. Frank. Spam. Okay, I'm going to cover my eyes. Okay, on the subject of the Village Inn waitress thing is the subject line from Richard Yurkak.
Okay.
Spell. You tell me if that's wrong. Y-U-R-C-A-K. Right? Richard Yurkak.
Yurkak, yeah.
Yurkak? I don't know. I just like saying Yurkak.
Just gotta say it very carefully is what you gotta do.
Yeah, you do. That's a monster cack. All right. Hey, Scott. Thought your story was interesting enough to bring up to a friend I have that works as a waiter at an IHOP. Without any hesitation or surprise, he said, quote, oh, that's probably because women get better tips, unquote. So he thinks,
oh no,
this dude's dressing like a lady, not because he's transitioning, not because he's a transvestite, not because he's, what's the other thing that somebody said I should say words for? Crap, whatever it was.
Gender confirmation? I don't know.
No, that was queer curious or something, or okay. It's the thing where they go back and forth. Anyway, whatever. I don't remember. Someone told me. Anyway, he's saying, no, maybe that's just to get better tips. Now, while he didn't seem all that shocked by the story, it's also not like he knows anyone that actually does it. I'm not saying this is what your waiter or waitress was doing. I just thought this was an interesting angle you might not have thought of. I know I certainly didn't. Thanks for the hours of entertainment every week. Arc.
Yeah, that seems like that's a crazy reason to do it. If it's, I mean, you know, it's going out on a huge limb to assume that that's why he's doing it, but
and for some clarification, there was some confusion out there where people were like, why don't you just ask them? Like, ask the person what they'd prefer. And my point in that story wasn't that I knew for sure anything. My whole point was, I think this is the same guy that last time was a lady.
Right.
I don't know for sure. So this, I don't want to have one of those, ooh, how many months along are you moments where the lady's not pregnant, you know?
Yes, exactly. You think I look like I could be a man?
Yeah, you see,
what?
I look like a lady? Yeah. What's going on? Right. I mean, I don't know where to, you know, I don't know for sure. And because I didn't know, it's not my place to assume. Just think of that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go. Got a couple more of these. You ready?
Okay. I love it.
How about this?
It's fun.
Okay, here we go. Clicking. Viola Beach is the subject line from Matthew Mullen, who says, I'm not sure how far news has traveled to you, but the other day a talented young band, Viola Beach, from my hometown of Washington in the north of England, were all tragically killed in a freak accident while on their first ever album tour in Sweden. Dude, what? I had not heard about this. That sounds awful.
That is, yeah.
Everyone is trying to get the band to number one in the charts here, and so far they are number three in iTunes. Their single is called Swings and Water Slides. It would mean a lot if you would ever play this music or mention them to people all over the world. Could buy the single and make their dream of rock and roll stardom come true. Love what you do. Peace from the UK. Wow, the whole band died? That's sad, awful. Bro. They were all killed in this accident. That's awful.
It's like a, you know, Lynyrd Skynyrd bands all traveling together kind of thing. I mean, I know that didn't happen to Lynyrd Skynyrd, but like, you know, where there's an accident that kills several members of the band all at once. Oh, that's so sad.
You always hear these ones of like a whole family on a plane on their way somewhere, like a vacation, and the entire family is killed. Like the family is just wiped away like they didn't exist. That is so weird to me. I don't like it. I'm going to sleep while I go to Mexico, so I don't have to think about it. Finally, let's do one more.
Okay.
That's it. I'm scanning for spam from the same people before I click and get rid of those first.
Smart.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. Okay, I'm going to close my eyes. Here we go. This is something from early in the month. All right, on the 12th, we got one from, Johannes from Sweden. The subject is hot sauce in Sweden for Wendy. Says, hi, please forward this to Wendy. I heard, it sounds...
It does.
Yeah, a little nefarious.
For Wendy.
Yeah, sounds not good. I heard about her troubles with the Mexican hot sauce, and I'm here to tell her there's a place she can get some right here in Sweden. It's a store called Extreme Food in Gothenburg. I've been watching Vikings there, that show, Vikings. Mm-hmm. Really good, by the way. And they all talk... now I just have their voices in my head, and it's kind of weird reading this. Anyway, their website is at extremefood.se. They both carry, or they carry both Mexican and American sauces and spices, so she is sure to find something that she likes there. Best wishes, Johannes. Well, I'm going to send this to her right now. Wendy Dunford at hotmail.aol.com.
Oh, great. Now everybody has her email.
Yeah, not a real one, though. Let's see. Check this out. Okay. All right. I've done what you've asked. I don't know how I missed that email before. There you go, guys. That's your deal.
That was fun.
Yeah. I always like doing emails. So we'll do more of those.
I like it. I like how so many of them weren't spam. It was good. Yeah.
It's always good. We're gonna get out of here now. There's no guests because Fitness Geek and Jury Duty, you know, you can't expect them to hang around all day while I get my tooth fixed. But we'll be back tomorrow with Nicole and Tom and that whole piece of business, as well as, you know, your usual Wednesday business. And there's no reason why we won't be here. We'll be here, okay?
We will. With our recommendals. Did you watch your recommendal movie yet?
No, but I might tonight. I'm supposed to take Nick to see Revenant tonight. So I'm trying to balance
there
what I'm
going to
do.
There you go. Yeah. Right there.
What was it? Has to have an animal and a
guy. Has to have a dysfunctional family and a countdown.
I'm done. I'm in.
You're done.
Yeah. Countdown until the bear. Yeah.
Every movie has a countdown till the end of the movie, don't they? Yeah. So that's easy.
Yeah, it'll be fine. So I'm looking forward to that. Anyway, I'll talk about that tomorrow. Come on back for all that. Frogpants.com/TMS, patreon.com/TMS. It's where you can support us and help the show continue to grow and thrive and survive. If you'd like to email us, themorningstream@gmail.com is the place to go. You can also leave us voicemails at 801-471-0462 and follow us on Twitter, Coverville, Scott Johnson, Morning Stream. And on Reddit, we can be found at frogpants.reddit.com. And don't forget, if you sign up on the Patreon, at any level you want, you get access to the exclusive patron Slack group, which is a big, bustling, awesome group of people who we love dearly.
I was just responding to somebody pre-show about something really cool that we both heard.
Well, very nice.
Yeah.
That's good. So anyway, thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you for being patient today. I know those at home are wondering where the hell the show is, so I'll put it up right after we're done here. And that's it, I guess. Let's do some music. You got music?
I do. So you remember that first email where where Ashley had a dedication going out to Rebecca about being alone while she went on vacation?
Yeah.
Well, here's the other side of that coin. Dear Scott and Brian, even though my sister Ashley was mean enough to blow pepper in my eyes during an argument as a child, she still deserves the world. This week, she embarks on a well-deserved vacation to Washington, D.C. and New York, along with our other sister, Jennifer. Oh, watch out. Ben Affleck's looking for you.
Oh, boy.
Even though she is nervous, I know they'll have a great time. Ashley, I try to come up with something witty, but that's always been your expertise. Enjoy your trip and don't let Jen climb into the panda exhibit. Y'all be safe now, you hear? Much love, Rebecca.
All right.
She mentioned that Ashley's favorite three songs are Unforgiven by Metallica, Dust Bowl Dance by Mumford & Sons, and pretty much anything from the Lion King soundtrack. But let's go with that first one. Unforgiven by Metallica. This is a beautiful rendition of that song performed by Apocalyptica. This is a four cello band that does covers of Metallica and other heavy metal artists. Came out in 2008 on the album Apocalyptica Plays Metallica by Four Cellos. helps you figure out what's on the album when it's right there in the album title. Mm-hmm. Here it is. It is their version of The Unforgiven.
Thank you.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.
Well, we can just prescribe you some doo-doo-doo.